Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 14 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you just need some tips, advice, or resource information on how to elevate your career status. So that is what the show is about. How many times have you tuned into a show and you're like, what the hell's the show about? People just don't tell what the show is about. One of my big pet peeves, but that is not happening on my show ever. So there you go. That's what it's about. So if it applies to you, keep listening. Now, some of the guests on our shows have included Emmy Award winners, we have Grammy Award winners, we have Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and just a wide variety of people who are working in show business, professionals. Once in a while, we bring on like a novice and we're like, what the hell, what are you doing to pay your rent? Are you walking Sunset Boulevard? Just something we want to know. Yeah. What are we going to do? We have to ask. So we have professionals that work in film and television, music, radio, as producers and directors. We have casting directors. We have literary agents, casting agents. We have PR agents, talent managers, screenwriters, publicists, actors, comedians, singers, novelists. A lot of people ask me that question. I got to remember next time. People send in questions repeatedly wanting to know what's the difference between a novelist and a writer. There's a big difference. A lot of people don't know that. We have script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, entertainment lawyers, and the list continues. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are the three ways that you can listen to any of them. So for the whole 14 years, here you go. Number one, we have a mobile app for free, which you can download on the App Store and the Google Play Store, obviously. Or as the kids say, OBS. I don't even know how to, they come up with all these things. I can't keep up with it, but I think it's OBS for obviously. The second reason, see, my cocktail in a can has kicked in. You know, every week I have one little pina colada cocktail in a can, and then I just can't talk at all. So I've had two sips. I don't know. It goes right to my head. You know I can't drink. It just burns my esophagus. But I love the way the pina colada tastes. I wish they sold it without the alcohol, but it's fantastic. You got to check it out. Cut water pina coladas. So the second way is iHeartRadio, iTunes. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Google, Audible.com, Stitcher.com, or you can go to our archive page. You can listen directly to any of our shows from the website that you're listening to us on right now, which is latalkradio.com. Just look for our show title, which is Question Reality, or you can also look for my name, Priscilla Leona, under our host tab. Now, we ask you a little favor for all of the fun that you have listening to this show. We're just going to assume it's all fun and flowers. We kindly ask that you please subscribe to our podcast via the Apple Podcast and to give us a little like and a follow on all of our social media pages. We're on all of them. We're on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And we're all under my name, Priscilla Leona, which brings me to my weekly tip. branding, branding, branding. Now, let me tell you, people, all of the experts will tell you this. You just Google it and you will see this. But for a lot of our young people, they may not know this. All right. So when you are starting out and you're establishing your career, it really matters that you start branding yourself with something that's preferably number one, according to the TED Talk experts, your name. So if you're in an occupation where you're an actor or you're a singer or a musician, the most likely scenario would be people would find you by your name, right? They Google you, they're going to find you by your name, right? Or if it's a product, one name, two names, think about this. Think about all the great movies in history. One title, Casablanca, you know, Waterworld. Not that that was a good movie. I don't know where that came from. But it just keep that in mind. It has to be something that's professional, yet it has to be something where people are going to remember. In today's society, we have a 5 to 10 second attention span. That's just the way of the world. That's just the way it is now. Everybody wants quick, quick, quick. So if you meet somebody at a party and you're like, hey, you know, I want a director says, hey, I'd love you to come in for an audition or da, 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 or they want to look you up. They go to Google and they will remember your name, right? Business cards are practically non-existent anymore. So they're going to write your name down or they're going to say, you know what, you know, they're going to add you. But it's so important that you keep your names consistent or you're going to suffer in the end because no one's going to be able to find you. If they go to Google and they type your name and it's not, they can't find you, they've moved on, they're no longer interested. It's sad, but it's true. People just don't have the patience. So please, when you're starting out your business, try to go by your name, lock it in, or if it's a product, lock it in, one word, two words, or your film, something catchy and cute, but lock it in and just keep it consistent. And that's the same when it goes to your social media platforms because people do not want to try to remember long codes of information, right? So a lot of young people make this mistake and it will cost you in the end. And then you'll have to end up changing it when you finally do figure it out. And then you've lost all the followers and it's a nightmare. Finally, if you want to be booked on our show to promote and showcase your talents, current or upcoming projects or products, and you want to also help listeners by providing much appreciated entertainment industry career advice, please go to our official website, which is, are you ready? Here comes the attention span. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, not the website that you're listening to us on now, which is obviously LA Talk Radio. This is the website where we air the show. Again, Question Reality Radio Show. This is where you can see our annual guest schedule. You might want to go there and take a peek of who the upcoming guests are and check out their site. So again, to submit to be booked, you go to our official website, questionrealityradioshow.com. Just click the contact link. Really, 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 really easy. We just need a name, email, I think a website, and that is it. So there you go. Oh my gosh, we got through that. And I haven't even taken a second drink of my pina colada cocktail in a can, but I will as soon as our guest comes on and starts talking and gives me a break. Now, our guest today, very excited to have him on the show. Number one reason is that, and you know, I've explained, I don't really... I'm not too sure about the hierarchy when it comes to familial situations, but I believe that this young hot boy on the show today is my third cousin because he's my second cousin's son. So I think that makes him a third cousin. Could be wrong. His name is Damian Malik. He's an AKA. Some people say as known as, other people say also known as. Damian Molina. He is a music producer. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. And I would love for you to go to his sites right now. And I'm going to announce this later on in the show, but if you want to be checking him out, I tell you, these young people, they can type with their thumbs at like 150 words per minute, and they can be listening to music and watch a movie and be doing homework at the same time. So I'm going to just throw it out there. His Instagram is at M47IK Music. Oh, I'm going to have a talk with him about that. Spotify at Damian Malik. Oh, good. YouTube at Damian Malik. Oh, good. I'm giving my two thumbs up right now, waving my toes, loving it. Okay, so I just want to tell you, Damian Malik's debut single, Angel, is now available for purchase on all music platforms, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, etc. Just very exciting news. Okay, now, ready for this? This is even more exciting. We're going to be playing Damian's song, Angel, today around 5:30 during this interview. And you don't want to miss that, because I'm telling you, you know that I'm very picky about my music. But this song is absolutely mesmerizing. And I use the word mesmerizing because when I first started listening to it, I was like, what's going on? What's happening? Am I high on pot? I don't know. But I feel like it's giving me a high. It's giving me a contact high. It was amazing. I just loved it. So I actually went and bought it off of YouTube. Was it? No, iTunes. See, there's the cocktail in a can. There I go again. I bought it off of iTunes as soon as I heard it. And that is exactly what you're going to be doing too. I'm making a prediction. You're going to be buying it too as soon as you hear it around again, 5:30. So Damian's next new single, which I'm excited to hear, it's going to be dropping, from what I understand, on August 22nd. And then I think the complete EP is dropping in September. So there is only a short time before you get to hear more Damian. I mean, come on. When you hear this song, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Now, please go to Damian's sites again and give him a little thumb. We all need a damn thumb. We used to need a finger. Now we need a thumb. And follow it if you like his music. Ready? Instagram. Oh, I'm having a block here. Okay. At M47IK Music. You know what? He's going to yell at me. He's going to go, stop yucking my yum. That is my yum name on Instagram. Stop yucking my yum. But we'll find out why he chose this. And this will be a great lesson for you to find out why he chose it. He's on Spotify as Damian Malik. YouTube is Damian Malik. And I'm going to find out if there are some other sites. I only have those. So without further ado, let's welcome this hot, sexy, kissing cousin to the show. Welcome, Damian Malik.
Hello. Thank you so much. What an introduction.
Oh, well, you deserve an introduction, my cousin, my third cousin. Oh, my God. Now, there is absolutely just no nepotism involved here, because your product speaks for itself. I just want to tell you, congratulations on this debut single, Angel. Now, it's here's what I'm fascinated by. Okay, so we know it's available for purchase on all the music platforms. Did I miss any? Mm-hmm. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube? Is there anywhere else? I feel like
there are other ones. I think there's something called Deezer. There's other things, like I think Tidal. I don't know if mine is on Tidal, but the main ones that normally most artists are going to push are going to be Spotify, YouTube, or YouTube Music, and then Apple Music. So those are the main ones.
Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah.
SoundCloud
is
a good one as well.
Now, as I stated, I just bought your song, Angel, on iTunes. And you know what I was surprised about? I was surprised listed as punk. I didn't even know that I like punk music. I was listening to it. I didn't know it was punk music. So my question to you is, music, of course, has had a lot of crossover genres, and a lot of people are still a little confused, Damien, about exactly what genre some of their favorite songs are listed. And I wanted to ask, in your opinion, what are the signatures or the staples of a punk song? I mean, how do we hear a song and know immediately that it's a punk song, like we do when we hear jazz or rock or country? Anything, any tips you can give us?
You know, I wish I could have done better research before this and actually told you like some of the key elements of punk, but I know that in my heart, from just listening to punk and being a fan of music, generally the way that I can tell is a lot of the times the singing or the style of the voice will be kind of a little bit more like young feeling, like it's going to sound like a young boy or like a teenage boy almost, kind of. That's kind of like the angst of the voice, as well as with the instrumental, it's generally going to be.
I think we got cut off. I can't hear anything. Sam, are we okay? Did he get disconnected?
I think
there, you
did.
Yeah,
the call dropped.
There you are. Oh, no, what happens? This happens once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really good clue. You know, with it being a young person, it's going to be like a young style of music. But
yeah.
Now, for the oldies that are listening in, can you list some punk bands from the 80s, 90s, 2000s that we would recognize and we go, oh my God, I love that band. I didn't know they were punk. What are some?
The only real older bands that I know that are punk would be like Dropkick Murphys. They did their kind of like punk style, right, with their Irish thing. And then more so into pop punk would be where I was more familiar with, which is like, you know, something like Green Day. They started as punk. They went into pop punk pretty quick when they went commercial. Blink 182. There's this other band I was listening to recently that is also kind of in that pop punk range. But punk itself, it's something I know I need to do way more research in, especially me getting into this genre, because believe it or not, this is a new genre for me. I didn't listen to much pop punk growing up, nor right now. I just kind of got in the studio and tried to figure out what my voice.
I think we're cut off again. I can't hear you.
Well, I'm
there
back.
You are. There you are.
Oh, no. So
I don't know. Do you have a bat? Did you charge your battery? Or are you looking around, maybe?
I'm in the room here, and just in my room, but
okay.
Here,
we'll get through it. Now, let me ask you, Damien, is it true? This is what I've heard, and you know, I've been doing this show for 14 years, and I have so many record producers on. And one of the things they tell me is that in order to be a record producer, you have to know like a lot of genres of music and also be able to play or record with signature sounds for that genre? So if you're a music producer, can you just say, well, you know what? I don't want to do your music. I don't want to do any damn country. I want to do just punk or just jazz or just, I mean, because do you know what I'm saying? What's your thought?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, for example, I was with a producer DJ last night who he's very well, like he's studied in his genre. He studied in a lot of other genres to kind of learn exactly what it takes to make those things, what makes those songs the way they are. But there's also a more modern type of producer like myself, which is another lane where I just enjoy music and I have my whole life. And I haven't done a lot of studying with music or a lot of training. I did violin for 10 years. Hello?
Oh, well, see, I just let it rock. I heard silence, but I said, you know what? He's going to be there. And I don't know what's happening. I have no idea. Sometimes it's a weak battery. Sometimes it's a connection problem. There's been all different kinds of reasons why this happens. But we're going to act like we're going to pretend it never happened. Okay. So, yeah, because I would think as a music producer, you could just be say, hey, this is my genre. This is what I'm known for. This is what I specialize in. So if you want me to work, I mean, that's what I would think. I don't think you need
to like
these other different genres. For God's sake, you go crazy, right?
Well, for myself, like I do pretty much anything. But the issue with my thing is that I haven't studied a lot. I do everything based off of like what I feel and what I've heard myself and just the sound overall. So I can pretty much make any genre of music just off of the fact, like, if you show it to me and I hear it, then boom, I can make that. But that's something unique to me, because a lot of other producers will study music, and that's how they figure out how to do it. My friend that I was with the other night, he did study music, like, very intensely to learn what kind of tropes and what kind of things are in his genre to help him cater to that genre, which has helped him get signed with a lot of different labels and things like that, right?
Right.
But then there's the avenue I go down, which is more of, I'm just a fan of music, and I love music passionately. And so the fun part of it is exploring and learning along the way, as opposed to like studying and deep diving into the history of it. But that's my next venture, because I need to be able to, you know, I want to know more now at this point, because I've been meeting so many people and learning so many new things that I now want to study.
That's right. So I'll come back to you in 5 years and say, okay, can you list some punk bands from the 80s, 90s, and
2000s? Exactly.
So let me ask, why did you decide out of every profession on the planet that you particularly wanted to be involved in the music industry? Is this something that you wanted to do as a kid?
So technically, yes, but I didn't know until I was an adult that it was what I wanted to do. So I didn't realize for a long time. So when I was little, I would get on the piano and get a mic and a karaoke and all that. And I would make little songs or record them on my on a phone or something, you know, fun stuff like that when I was little. But I didn't realize until I was about 18 or 19 that you could like it was a career. You know, I just thought like, oh, you know, David Bowie is David Bowie, and he just was him. And that has how his life went. He was a singer. I didn't realize that you could. If you wanted to be an artist, you just decided to be an artist. You know what I mean? So basically, I had a conversation with a friend after high school, driving through the desert at like 3 a.m., very bored. And he's like, we should just make music, bro. And I was like, we should make music. And he was kind of joking and blah, 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 and fell off. And I just started making music. And now I'm here.
Had you been singing as a child and people told you, hey, you're a good singer, you should, you know, pursue it? Or do you play any musical instruments? Or
So I did always get the compliments on my voice as a kid. People definitely would tell me I was good at singing, and I was in choir in like elementary school. I did choir and orchestra, and then I actually played violin for 10 years, and I was actually really, really good at violin. And so 10 years of that definitely drove in like a lot of like the musical stuff. But even when I was in orchestra and violin for all that time, I still was never that into the music theory and all of that, and like reading the music on the sheet. I would learn the sound of the songs we were playing, and I would play them by ear instead of like reading it off the paper. So, but I did do that for a long time, leading into production.
I love the violin and the piano. One of my favorite songs is Meditation by Thais. Oh, my God, that's a beautiful, beautiful. I love the violin. That is one of my favorites. Okay, so you, let me ask you, with the you being a young guy, you can answer this question. There's so many different opinions or answers to this, so I'm not sure how you feel about it, but let's just try it. What is your opinion on the state of the music industry and the music scene through the eyes of people your age, young people?
So it's interesting. So from my perspective, there's long periods of time, and even right now a little bit too, where I've been really bored with music overall. You pretty much just have to listen to old music or get lucky with like the random fun song here and there. But I think that a lot of music is either overthought or overproduced or overcontrived, or just kind of like it's very specific what they're trying to go for, and it still has all the elements of music in there because they really focus on baking it in. So it's all there, but it just doesn't feel the same as old music. So for me, I feel like the industry is just a little bit boring right now, and everyone's really fighting to do the same thing because they want the same numbers that they see from the person to their left and to their right. So they're just going, hey, how did you get those numbers? I'm going to go ahead and follow that formula, as opposed to just going and having, or as opposed to just being inspired or having an idea and being like, oh, I have this idea, let's run with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but I've been around a while and I've heard so many bands and so much music that's been done since pretty much they started recording things in the, what's called the teens. So it's like 1915, 18, 1920. And I've heard just about everything. And I think, what else can they do? I feel personally, yeah, in my opinion, they have taken away pretty much the guitar. Everything is like, is it called computer generated now? But it's all electronica, yeah, stuff. I don't
digital,
hear, like,
digital,
for example,
instrument.
Yeah. So if you listen to Led Zeppelin or you listen to the Eagles or the Beatles, I mean, you're going to hear music,
yeah,
like real instrumentation. And now it just sounds like everything is the same. Is that how,
yeah,
young people feel too, or are they, you just used to it and that's just your scene?
I think that young people do feel that way, or at least the people I talk to close to me do feel that way, but at the same time, I think that it's this thing where, like, if you hear something and then you hear it again and then you hear it again, it's not familiar and your brain likes it even though you don't like it. So I think there's a lot of that happens with a lot of these pop songs, a lot of samples, a lot of different music in general, taking ideas from something in the past that you already have heard. You don't realize you've heard it until you're hearing it again in this new song and your brain likes it even if you don't. So it's like the music is kind of boring, but it's like still stimulating the part of your brain that's like, oh, this is familiar and I like it, and then it kind of goes from there.
Yeah, because I thought, oh, never like anything after the 80s, but then the 90s,
right,
came and there were some songs I'm like, hey, I like this,
right,
and then I thought I'm not gonna like anything in the 90s, and then 2000s came, I'm like, hey, I like that. So every decade I do find a minimum, Damien, of one song that I like, right? At least one. But I gotta admit, in the last 5 years, I really haven't, other than, I guess this would be in the last 5 years, I love Niall Horan. He was in a band called One Direction. I love his,
yeah,
stuff. I love Harry Styles. I love their stuff. But I think that's just because I think they're hot and I force myself to listen to them. I could be biased, I don't know. But then I love what is his name? Louis Capaldi. Oh my God, this guy. Wow. And it's because his voice is so strong and he writes beautiful songs. I tend to gravitate towards songs that have a story, that tells a whole story. Because I think,
yeah,
that the key to a great songwriter is you telling a story and people wanting to hear what's going to happen at the end because it's a story, not the constant groaning that goes on these days. I don't know.
Yes.
But speaking of, it is now, I can't wait anymore. I have to listen to your song because I'm telling you, I was so impressed with you. I was blown away, and I am a picky little person, right? I am picky because I like my 80s and my 90s and anything, mm-hmm, actually 90s or before. So I'm very skeptical. But when I heard your song, Angel, I said, wow. That's the first thing I thought. Wow, I am so impressed because of many reasons. But one of them was, whether you meant to do this on purpose or not, you were able to make this song sound alike the songs that I particularly loved back in the 80s and 90s. So even though it's modern and it's clearly modern, you were able to put, whether you realize it or not, you're just probably so gifted you didn't even know you were doing it, you were able to incorporate other genres into this song. So when we listen to it, people are going to hear it and go, oh, I hear what Priscilla hears. I hear it. Damien, did you do that on purpose or was that like it? So that's before we play it, let me get the backstory. I always love for people to hear why, because a lot of people hear songs, they don't know why you wrote it. So let's find out. First, give us the backstory on the song, starting with the name, the decision of the name of the song, and what the song is about to you. Because songs are different to everybody, but you wrote it, so you are the only one that can tell us what it really means.
Right. Well, it's a big mix of a lot of different kind of thoughts and ideas and things I went through in different periods of my life. But as far as for the name of the song, basically, I've been told a lot of times, I've been called Angel. A lot of people that I care about often refer to me as Angel, like very often. And so since the song was kind of, and it's me singing about myself and part of myself kind of going through this journey with another being in a sense. And so that was why it was named Angel, as of, you know, also you'll hear in the song, there's another reason why it's named that. And then, and what was the next part of the question you said?
I'm on the cocktail in a can, so I can't remember what I think I said, the backstory. So this isn't necessarily, you said a love song about a person that you were having a bad relationship with, or was it? What percentage is it?
Right. So technically, this is not a direct true story, but it was inspired by a couple people. The person that sparked this particular song, I just happened to be in like somewhere in LA, naturally at a party, a music party. So it was all music related people. And someone walked into this house and I saw them from across the way. And like instantly I was stunned. You know what I mean? Like their eyes connected. And I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? Right? They had such a vibe. And so that vibe, it shocked me. And so I, you know, partied, I talked to them. I got lucky enough to talk to them for the night and, you know, get to know them. And then I went home and the next day I was like, wow, that vibe. So I just made a song about it.
So does this person know that they were an integral part of you writing this song, or they don't even know?
No, they don't even know.
Oh my God, I love those stories. Well, when you become rich and famous, you go on one of the talk shows, you can tell James Corden all about who it may have been. Okay, so without further ado, let's hear the song. It's entitled Angel by Damien Malik. And when we come back, we're going to go into some promotional career. No, we're going to talk about career advice questions from Damien.
Okay. She said, tell me your dreams, place them in my hand. Boy, come with me, I'll make you a man. Take my hand, just run away. Look left or right, just run into the night. I know she bites, I know I'll bleed. She'll sew me up, just what I need. Just what I need.
She wants more of me when she's away. Every minute feels like 40. I want her to stay until the night. She goes ignoring me, flooring me. Cause if she gets too attached, she'll lose her routine and never go back. She wonders if she'll find out, if she'll find out tonight. The deepest parts of my mind. She's next to me, it impresses me. Her presence shakes your everything. Her eyes could melt through anything, but not this cold heart, oh so cold heart. She wants an angel, and I want her whole heart. Running out of time, she's
enough, but I will in a week because I'm gonna burn myself out on it. But it's the part where he goes into the I can't sing worse shit into the abyss. Is that the hook? Is that called the hook? Or
yeah, so yeah, that's like the hook, or that would be in a traditional song, that would be the chorus.
Okay, the chorus. Yeah, okay, the chorus. Now let me ask you, how did you get that sound effect? Is that like because it sounds like it's an echo. How did you do that? How do you?
So, yes, I actually completely crafted that sound from, like, originally. So, basically, in modern music, you can use a DAW or a digital, like, workstation, right, to create your music. And so I took my voice and I added all kinds of, like, crazy plug-in effects, different things that you wouldn't normally put on a voice. You probably would use them like instruments or things like that. And I basically sat there for a little while and did really weird, unorthodox effects on my voices, including echoes, including reverb, different things. And I built that kind of atmosphere out of the vocal. Yeah, so it was really unorthodox. Just a lot of different crazy effects.
Yeah, I would think so, because I heard like some echo. And then I heard this. I'm like, wow, what's happening?
Yeah.
What? I feel like I'm on Ritalin. What? What's going on over here? Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting that you took the time and the effort to do that. Obviously, you care about the quality of your songs, and it's so evident in that part. So that's my favorite part. So I'm going to burn myself out listening to that the rest of the week.
Yes.
It's so good. I want more of that. Hopefully. So speaking of, you're going to be your next new single is going to be dropping, am I correct, on August 22nd? So tell me the name of it, and is it a punk song?
Got you. So the name, I'm actually undecided. There's a couple names I'm bouncing between. So unfortunately, the name is a mystery for now. Deciding whether or not I want to be artsy and have it kind of be something where the EP says something with the name of the song, so that could be kind of fun. Or I might name it based off something from the inside. Aside from that, so it will be pop, punk, that kind of style. I did a little research. I found out that my first song, Angel, kind of falls into what they call post-punk. So it's kind of like punk mixed with a little bit of pop elements, but you take out the kind of song structure, traditional song structure. So, you know, like a verse, chorus, instead of just a linear story. So that's kind of what post-punk was doing. So this next one will also be pop-punk, but I'm going to have structure with it. It'll be more traditional. There's going to be a verse and a chorus. It'll feel more like a familiar song, but with the same energy, the same heart, the same soul that I have in this first one.
Well, August 22nd is upon us, my friend. You better lock down the name. I'm going to throw out Priscilla, but we can take it back. But
you know,
so
funny
EP,
story real quick. Yeah, like, I am very last minute about all of my art. I just want to give some other artists some hope. You know, even with this song that we just listened to, like, I re-recorded it several times leading up to the last day before I uploaded it. And, you know, I ended up going with the version that I recorded in the garage and not the version that I recorded in the studio, right? Because I felt that it had the emotion and the kind of feeling that I was going for. And it didn't need to sound clean because of, you know, all the raw emotion in that song. So everything I do does come to the last second a lot of times. So if you are an artist and you're worried about, like, deadlines and stuff, you do got to get them done. But, like, you can make awesome things happen last second. Don't worry.
You're an artist. That's what all of you guys do. So then the EP is dropping in September. How many songs are going to be on that?
So that'll be 4 songs.
Okay.
It'll be the song Angel, the one that's also coming out in August, and then 2 more new songs.
Ooh, and they're all post-punk, maybe?
Yeah, all in that style.
Now, any big plans or celebrations for these releases? Any hot parties? What's going on?
That is a good question. So I am notoriously the worst at celebrating my own life. I don't do good with, like, release parties and, like, birthday parties. I'm like, people have to plan them for me and not tell me. I'm the worst at that. But I will tell my friends to plan something for me, so there will be something to celebrate.
Okay. Well, drop me a line, unless it's all, like, teens and 20s, then I'm out. All right. So what is this I hear about this fashion show? I heard that you're involved in a fashion show. So is it true that you're starting your own custom fashion line? And if so, what's it going to be called? What's the collection consist of? Give us the scoop.
So, yeah, actually, my friend, he is involved in fashion. He has his whole fashion show. He did a fashion week with his partner. And I got invited to one of those to be kind of like a VIP member and just kind of go through the whole thing and then learn and get into it. So that's what kind of inspired me to get into the fashion scene, as well as meeting a lot of other musicians and them telling me how important fashion is to the music scene. So I definitely have been diving into my own style. As far as what I'm creating, it's going to be stuff that's going to be kind of gothic, sort of darker or, like, edgier kind of clothes. But it's going to be, I'm trying to do it a little different than everyone else. So finding ways to make it unique, you know. So, for example, I have these pair of pants I have that have, like, all these kind of safety pins and metal pieces on them. And then I sewed on actually, like, a pendant with a gem. So there's, like, actually, you know, like, a piece of jewelry on the pants, as well as, like, embroidered roses going down into the pockets and things like that. So there's, like, you know, imagery inside the pocket. So just kind of little things to make something that's already cool a little bit more unique. That's kind of where I'm starting. As far as a name for it, we'll have to see. I'm throwing around a couple ideas. I might use something.
But you know, you kick it at the last minute. We'll never know what it is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you already know. You already know that. So there
we
go for that
know.
One.
No, that's
the,
not.
When I'm making the LLC and I'm at the bank, they'll be like, what's the name? And I'll be like, oh yeah, right. It's,
And you'll see something on a plaque across the room, and that's going to be it. Now, and the great thing is that with your fashion shows, you can just have your own music, right? You can play all your own songs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It would be so fun. It'll be so fun. I love that.
I have a friend named Bernie Martin. He's a celebrity fashion designer, and he designs for the Oscars and things, you know, all the
wow.
stuff. So, yeah, but he doesn't do music. So he's
going to have to expand.
So you already got your own music, so that's locked in. So what exactly is your opinion of consumption through short content? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, so I don't know. For me, I feel like it's a little bit playing into why music is so boring right now and why everyone's trying to copy doing the same thing. if you look at like TikTok and things like that, basically everyone is taking, you know, the best part of a song. Like, for example, with my song that we just listened to, that part that you said is your favorite.
Yeah.
That's the part that I take, and I take that part of the song and I take 15 seconds and I put it on TikTok, and that's the part everyone hears and they love it. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, right? But yeah, they might go listen to the rest of the song. And so in my case, I hope that they'll listen and they love the rest of the song. But in other cases, sometimes they listen and they find out, oh, the rest of this song sounds nothing like this 10 seconds, and I don't even like the song, you know? And so I feel like because of that, well, an interesting phenomenon that I'm seeing, actually, and I was talking about this last night with a DJ and a couple other younger people, and they were telling me, basically, if someone's super big or famous, like Charlie D'Amelio, for example, reposts one of these songs on their feed, millions and millions of like kids will see it, and they'll just take it and say, it is good music because Charlie shared it. And so there's these like really not great songs that are just like, I mean, no offense, but like, yeah, it's just, there's all kinds of interesting music that's just getting pushed up that wouldn't have made it in the past as well.
Yes, I know what you're saying. My husband and I were discussing how we feel that short films are the wave of the future. People don't have the attention span to watch a 3.5 hour movie anymore, or even a 1.5 hour movie. We watch shorts and they're 15 minutes, a half an hour, and they can, if it's written well, it can be done. You don't need any more than 15 minutes or a half an hour. Everything is told for you. You don't need that long ass time and all that money. So I really feel that you're exactly right, that the content is definitely going to be much shorter in the future. We just don't have the attention span. We're evolving as a people. Now, what is your involvement in the newly opened venue Cat's Craw in Hollywood? I've never even heard of this place. So first of all, what type of venue is it? How are you going to be involved? And I think I read that it's an art and music event. So how can we find out, such days that you're going to be hosting? Because of course we want to see you hosting, but tell us about it.
Yes. So I was actually supposed to have a meeting with the owners this week before the show, so I could give you even more details, but they had some kind of things come up and we basically couldn't meet up. That being said, they told me what they want from me. And so basically the idea is that they want to do, some kind of fun live shows in Hollywood. So this is a location in Hollywood. They have two locations, but this one will specifically be all kinds of different events. I sadly don't have enough details to kind of say what we'll be planning, but I know that personally what I'll be doing is finding artists that I think have either awesome potential or just awesome sound, and I really like their art, and I'll be putting together showcases, and we'll be throwing shows in Hollywood.
So they have to be local artists so they can appear, is what you're saying.
I think local would be great.
What if you heard a song from an artist that was in, say, Atlanta, Georgia? What would you do?
Yeah, I would happily, if they're able to make it out here, then I'm all for it. Because the main thing is that we want to have really awesome art to show people. Like, it's more so about putting on a really fun and entertaining show. The thing that we were talking about that sparked this was going to shows in LA and going to a couple of different things and seeing, like, how bored everyone seems and people don't really dance. There's some places I'm sure people are still dancing, but a lot of these shows we went to, it's like people are scared to dance and like they like don't want to have fun. So
it's
the whole
true.
Point is,
I'm laughing because you have nailed it. People are scared. They're so they lack confidence. They're afraid to be free. They need cocktail in a can is what I'm gonna suggest.
Exactly. The environment of this particular like venue, though, and the owners, I know them personally, they have such a free and loving and open and accepting vibe there that like you can't help but feel comfortable there. And so I want to carry that over with the music. I want there to be fun shows that are not only going to be amazing artists, whether they're big or small, it could be whoever fits into the situation. But it's going to be fun that people will actually be able to dance and have a good time and not feel like they're going to have to worry about being whatever they're worried about that's stopping them from dancing right now.
Good. I don't know how anybody could not dance. Dancing is my passion and love. I don't know. I don't care what the hell you look like. When you dance, everybody's in your scene because people can enjoy you just being whoever you are and dancing. So that's going to be Cat's Craw in Hollywood. Where can we go to find out more about everything Damian Malik? What is happening? We want to know. Where can we go?
So the best place to figure out like what is going on with me is my Instagram. I pretty much anything that I am going to do or that I'm currently doing, I put on Instagram. So that is the M47IK Music on Instagram. And as far as that, you know, yes, I'm working on addressing
that. What the hell is that, what is that M47IK 007-687-5309?
Yes. Let this be a cautionary tale to any artist starting off too. That was a name that was picked off of a trend when I was first starting music. So it's my name, Malik, and I just replaced the letters with numbers because that was a thing a couple years ago that was really popular for a couple of like emerging artists. So the people I was around, they were like, oh, that's a really cool idea. It's so like, you should do that. You know, it fits into the what people are doing right now, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Don't look at what people are doing right now.
Just Google you under Damian Malik, and you will find him. He will come up. If you make it, he will come. So go under Google, and you'll find him. But I want to tell everybody, hey, go buy that song. If you love that, go get it. It's on sale on iTunes for 99 cents, regularly $1.29. So you're saving 29 cents, actually 30 cents. I'm not sure. Math's not my thing. But go to iTunes and buy that song and also give him a little thumb and follow him because I'm telling you, he's going places. You can say you heard him here first. I don't know if he's been interviewed else, but I don't care.
No, first year.
Yeah, see that? First interview. On Question Reality. So go to his Instagram and become a follower. Spotify, Damian Malik.
And YouTube.
And YouTube, Damian. YouTube and Spotify, Damian Malik. And hopefully he'll make another account and it'll be Damian Malik on Instagram. But I'm not saying any more about it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Say goodbye to your fans, Damian.
Yes. Thank you so much. And let me just say shout out to Endure Studios and Jessica and Jay. They both helped me out a lot with my music and letting me get everything done. And shout out to all my fans. I love you all.
We love you. Oh! All right, everybody. Damian was here. Now he's gone. He left his name to carry on. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.